Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Nike, Inc., the world-renowned sportswear and footwear company known for its iconic brands and innovative products. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Nike has been a dominant force in the sportswear industry for decades, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like brand loyalty and the bandwagon effect influence their decision-making, especially in areas like product marketing and consumer engagement?
Brand loyalty is particularly relevant to Nike's approach, given the company's strong brand identity and global following. Nike's success is deeply rooted in the emotional connection consumers have with its brand, which has been built through years of iconic marketing campaigns, athlete endorsements, and innovative products. This brand loyalty can create a powerful sense of consumer attachment, making customers more likely to stick with Nike products even when faced with competitive alternatives. From a behavioral finance perspective, this loyalty reduces price sensitivity and encourages purchases, which is a significant asset for Nike in maintaining its market leadership. The bandwagon effect also plays a significant role in Nike's strategy, particularly in how the company promotes its products through social proof and celebrity endorsements. When consumers see influential athletes and celebrities wearing Nike products, it reinforces the desirability of the brand and creates a sense of urgency to follow the trend. This effect can drive higher sales, especially for limited edition products or new releases, as consumers are motivated by the fear of missing out. However, relying too heavily on these tactics might limit Nike's flexibility in adapting to changing consumer preferences or shifts in market trends.
And this focus on leveraging brand loyalty and social proof has helped Nike maintain its leadership position in the sportswear industry, appealing to both consumers and investors who value innovation and cultural relevance.
Exactly. Nike's strategic use of brand loyalty and maintaining customer relationships and the bandwagon effect in driving product demand appeals to investors looking for a company that effectively leverages consumer psychology to sustain growth. However, this approach also means that Nike must carefully manage the risks associated with changing consumer tastes and the potential for market saturation, particularly as competition intensifies.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Nike. As a global sportswear company, DEI is particularly important for Nike. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Nike's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and culturally diverse industry where representation and inclusivity can drive better decision-making and consumer engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Nike's brand appeal by aligning the company with modern societal values, making it more attractive to a broad and diverse customer base. A commitment to DEI allows Nike to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for fostering creativity and innovation in product development and marketing. For investors, Nike's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and forward-thinking, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Nike build stronger relationships with customers and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and empowerment.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in consumer-facing industries like sportswear, where the ability to connect with diverse audiences is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and brand messaging, Nike not only improves its ability to resonate with a wide range of consumers, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Nike operates in numerous countries, providing sportswear and footwear to millions of customers worldwide. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Nike's global strategy involves tailoring its products, marketing, and distribution to meet the specific needs and preferences of different regions while maintaining its core focus on brand consistency and innovation. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Nike's ability to navigate complex international regulations, such as those related to labor practices and environmental standards, allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and cultural nuances helps mitigate risks associated with regulatory changes, economic fluctuations, and consumer preferences. By ensuring that its products and marketing resonate with local audiences, Nike can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Nike, especially as they face competition from both local sportswear brands and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Nike's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the sportswear industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global consumer behavior, regulatory environments, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Nike to other companies in the sportswear and apparel industries like Adidas, Under Armour, and Puma. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Nike's dynamics are often compared to other sportswear giants like Adidas, Under Armour, and Puma, particularly in their approach to brand building, product innovation, and market competition. Nike's strength lies in its strong brand identity and global influence, which appeals to investors looking for a company that is deeply embedded in popular culture and consumer lifestyle. Adidas, with its focus on combining performance with fashion, appeals to investors interested in a company that balances athletic innovation with streetwear appeal. Under Armour, known for its focus on performance and technology-driven products, attracts those looking for a company that emphasizes innovation in sports performance. Puma, with its emphasis on fashion and collaborations with celebrities and designers, appeals to investors interested in a company that leverages cultural trends to drive growth. Nike's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for innovation, strong brand loyalty, and global adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the sportswear industry.
And unlike Puma, which focuses more on fashion and collaborations, Nike's strength lies in its broad appeal across both performance and lifestyle segments, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Nike, the focus on innovation, brand loyalty, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the sportswear industry.
To sum up, Nike's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their brand strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Nike's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.